Because there are so many things out there with the potential to hurt you, your body holds lots of different varieties of defensive white cells, some 10 million types in all, each designed to identify and destroy a particular sort of invader. It would be impossibly inefficient to maintain 10 million separate standing armies, so each variety of white cell keeps only a few scouts on active duty. When an infectious agent, what's known as an antigen, invades, relevant scouts identify the attacker and put out a call for reinforcements of the right type. While your body is manufacturing these forces, you are likely to feel wretched. The onset of recovery begins when the troops finally swing into action. White cells are merciless and will hunt down and kill every last pathogen they can find. To avoid extinction, attackers have evolved two elemental strategies. Either they strike quickly and move on to a new host, as with common infectious illnesses like flu, or they disguise themselves so that the white cells fail to spot them, as with HIV, the virus responsible for AIDS, which can sit harmlessly and unnoticed in the nuclei of cells for years before springing into action. One of the odder aspects of infection is that microbes that normally do no harm at all sometimes get into the wrong parts of the body and go kind of crazy, in the words of Dr. Brian Marsh, an infectious diseases specialist at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire. It happens all the time with car accidents when people suffer internal injuries. Microbes that are normally benign in the gut get into other parts of the body, the bloodstream, for instance, and cause terrible havoc. The scariest, most out-of-control bacterial disorder of the moment is a disease called necrotizing fasciitis, in which bacteria essentially eat the victim from the inside out, devouring internal tissue and leaving behind a pulpy, noxious residue. Patients often come in with comparatively mild complaints, a skin rash and fever, typically, but then dramatically deteriorate. When they are opened up, it is often found that they are simply being consumed. The only treatment is what is known as radical excisional surgery, cutting out every bit of infected area. 70% of victims die. Many of the rest are left terribly disfigured. The source of the infection is a mundane family of bacteria called Group A Streptococcus, which normally do no more than cause strep throat. Very occasionally, for reasons unknown, some of these bacteria get through the lining of the throat and into the body proper, where they wreak the most devastating havoc. They are completely resistant to antibiotics. About 1,000 cases a year occur in the United States, and no one can say that it won't get worse. Precisely the same thing happens with meningitis. At least 10% of young adults and perhaps 30% of teenagers carry the deadly meningococcal bacterium, but it lives quite harmlessly in the throat. Just occasionally, in about one young person in 100,000, it gets into the bloodstream and makes them very ill indeed. In the worst cases, death can come in 12 hours. That's shockingly quick. You can have a person who's in perfect health at breakfast and dead by evening, says Marsh.